The International Bible Study Commentary, Verse by Verse Bible Lessons Through the Bible by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., is on the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, John chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Study Commentary, John 1, 35 through 42, New Revised Standard Version. John 1, 35. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. The day before the next day, John the Baptist told his disciples that Jesus is the Lamb of God and the Son of God. And he told them how the Holy Spirit had confirmed these facts. As the Lamb of God, Jesus would take away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the angel of the Lord emphasized this fact when he appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him about Mary. "She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." In John chapter 1, verse 34, John the Baptist said, "And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Though Jesus came as the long-expected Messiah and fulfilled the Scriptures, from the first, the Gospels emphasize two facts about Jesus' work in our world that do not contain the political and messianic aspirations of the Jews at that time. From the beginning, the Gospels declare that Jesus is the Son of God, who will take away the sin of the world. More than anything else, more than another political leader, in Jesus' day and in our day, we all need Jesus working in our lives and taking away our sin and sinfulness with the power of the Son of God. Jesus came to save us from our sins, and sins are destroying our world. The world needs Jesus to do what He came to do and is still doing. In the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus will work within those who receive Him and believe in Him until He returns to our world as the glorified Messiah and visible King of Kings. By John proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, John was preparing his believers and disciples to receive Jesus and what Jesus came to do. See Mark chapter 1, verse 4. No wonder John could never have explained to some investigators from the Pharisees what he had been teaching his disciples and the repentant crowds who came to him for baptism. The two disciples with John the Baptist, the next day, knew these facts and more. The two disciples were Andrew and most probably John the Apostle, who wrote this gospel. John 1:36. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Notice, when John stated to his disciples that Jesus is the Lamb of God, they knew that they needed what Jesus came primarily to give to our world more than they needed a new king in Jerusalem. A disciple is a student, and as students of John the Baptist, they knew the right emphasis that John had placed on the Lord that he was preparing believers to follow. The Lamb of God is the sacrifice of God, though they did not yet know what that would mean until they became disciples of Jesus and saw Jesus suffer and die on the cross. Later, as an apostle, John wrote in his letters about Jesus, "He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world." And, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." 1 John 2:2 and 1 John 4:10. John 1:37. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When these two disciples learned that Jesus was the answer to their problems with sin, that repentance and baptism were not the end of their quest for spiritual wholeness, but only prepared them to receive what Jesus came to give as the Lamb of God, they left John immediately and followed Jesus. They were the first to do what John prepared his listeners to do. John humbly proclaimed the coming of Jesus, and later declared about Jesus, "He must increase, but I must decrease." John 3:30. John 1:38. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" The truths John and Andrew had learned about Jesus inspired them to follow Jesus, and they had learned these truths from a man filled with the Holy Spirit. Sharing the truths in the Bible about Jesus will influence some people to want to learn more about Jesus and become His disciples. Jesus knew He would call John and Andrew to be His apostles someday in the future. But first, they needed to become His students, His disciples. When Jesus saw them following Him, He knew what they were looking for, but He wanted them to answer the question. Later, John explained why Jesus did not trust everyone who came to Him and said they believed in His name. In John 2:24-25, John wrote, "But Jesus, on His part, would not entrust Himself to them, because He knew all people, and needed no one to testify about anyone, for He Himself knew what was in everyone." Notice, Jesus did not ask, "Who are you looking for?" or "Who do you seek?" They could have answered, "The Messiah," or "The Son of God," or "The Lamb of God," for Jesus is all three. Rather, Jesus asked, "What are you looking for?" or "What do you seek?" What do most people seek from Jesus? Andrew and John wanted Jesus to be their teacher. they addressed Jesus as teacher. They sought to be taught by and about Jesus. They wanted to learn more about Jesus from the one that John had told them they needed to prepare themselves to meet. They wanted to spend time with Jesus to learn from Jesus. Therefore, they asked Jesus, "Where are you staying?" The Holy Spirit inspired John to write his gospel for people who truly wanted to learn about and from Jesus. To do so, people must spend time with Jesus, reading the Bible, and the Holy Spirit will use the truth of the Bible to teach them. They also need to spend time with others who love Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 to 25, we read, "And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." John 1:39. He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. At Jesus' invitation, they went with him and saw where he was staying. The next day would have begun at sundown, at about 6 p.m. Therefore, they may have spent 2 hours with Jesus before going back to their homes and families. The next day begins with John chapter 1, verse 43. Within 2 hours, they learned that Jesus was everything John had proclaimed about him, and much more. John does not tell us the content of their conversation, but John will teach what he learned about and from Jesus during his time with Jesus, during Jesus' public and private ministry. And he will reveal more of Jesus' specific teachings about sin and Jesus as the answer to our problems with sin. John 1:40. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Simon Peter and Andrew were fishermen, and Jesus later met with them again while they were fishing in the Sea of Galilee. After they learned more about Jesus as his disciples, Jesus called them to serve him as apostles. See Matthew 10:2. John 1:41. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, anointed. After learning about Jesus from both John the Baptist and Jesus, Andrew went to tell his brother Simon that they had found the Messiah. Notice, the Apostle John wrote his gospel, which means good news, for both Jews and Gentiles. He carefully translated words from the Aramaic or Hebrew language to the Greek language when needed. Anointed can mean Christ or King. Jesus Messiah means the same as Jesus Christ and King Jesus. Since the Messiah was long expected by the Jews, and Simon knew the meaning of Messiah, as well as the prophecies and the expectations about the Messiah, he may have been a disciple of John the Baptist too. Andrew called Jesus Messiah instead of Lamb of God, which at first would have probably required much explanation to Peter. Andrew told Peter what he had learned, and that was enough for Peter to want to meet Jesus and learn more about Jesus from Jesus. Sometimes just telling someone what we have learned about Jesus from the Bible will be used by the Holy Spirit to lead them to seek Jesus and trust in Jesus. John 1:42. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. After Andrew brought his brother to Jesus, Jesus began to have many meetings with them as their teacher. Sometimes he would even call them from their fishing to follow him and learn something new from what he intended to show them as he helped others. Sometimes Jesus would meet with his disciples in the home of Simon and Andrew and heal people. Mark 1:29. Jesus gave Simon the name Peter, which showed Peter and others how he could change a person into the type of person they never thought they could become. Peter means rock. We learn from John that the disciples followed Jesus thinking he was the Messiah. But Peter was the first disciple to call Jesus the Son of the Living God. In Matthew 16:16-17, we read, Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. We learn from Jesus changing Peter into the rock how Jesus can change any of his disciples into people they never thought they could become. The Apostle Paul is another example of how Jesus can change anyone enslaved to sin into good, faithful, loving, and courageous followers of Jesus. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why do you think John emphasized to his disciples that Jesus is the Lamb of God? 2. Why do you think people need the Lamb of God today? Why or why not? 3. When you come to Jesus, what are you looking for? Think of 3 things you would like to have from Jesus. Four, to be disciples of Jesus, what do people need to do? Five, Jesus changed Simon into Peter, the rock. What are 3 ways Jesus can change his disciples today? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jesus will complete his plan for us. John 1:29. Andrew brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. Simon Peter has the reputation for being impetuous, courageous or cowardly at times, and a tempter to turn Jesus from his mission. When Jesus first met Simon, Jesus saw Simon as the person Simon would eventually become as one of his disciples. Therefore, Jesus called Simon Cephas, which means Peter, and is interpreted as stone or rock. After Peter was the first disciple to tell Jesus, You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Matthew 16:16-17. Peter's confession of Jesus as the Son of the Living God became the foundation upon which Jesus the Messiah would build his church. But then on the very night Jesus was betrayed and arrested, 3 times Peter denied he knew Jesus. Still, Jesus saw Peter as the person he would become after he completed his work in him. So Jesus forgave Peter and told him, Feed my sheep. John 21:17. Then, on the day of Pentecost, Jesus filled Peter and the other disciples with the Holy Spirit, and Peter began to be one of Jesus' most faithful witnesses, whether before large crowds or on trial before religious authorities or chained in prisons. When Jesus calls us to follow him, Jesus sees us for the person he will eventually make us after he forgives us, makes us clean, and fills us with His Spirit. Believers should never give up hope in Jesus, for Jesus is not yet finished with us or others. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.